Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Gimel. We are up to Siv Chav Ches on page 446, the last line. The Mechaber says in Siv Chav Ches, Mavui She'im Baruch V'Shlosha Tvachim. You have a very narrow Mavui. It's not wider than three Tvachim, which is about a foot. So, Eino Tzaruch Shum Tikkun, you do not need to fix up this Mavu at all. We've been discussing fixing up the fourth side of a Mavu with a Lechi or Korah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if there's a Mavu that is not more than three Tvachim, that does not even have three Tvachim, so it does not need any fixing up. Shu Kesasim, because less than three Tvachim, that's already Ke'ilu, it's closed. V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Dekol She'ein Bo Arba'a Tvachim, they're more lenient, and they say until there's four Tvachim, ain't Tzarel Shum Tikkun. If it's less than four Tvachim, it does not need to be fixed up. So the first Shita says, if it's not three Tvachim, it doesn't need to be fixed up, and the other one says, even a larger size did not need to be fixed up, more lenient, up to a little less than four Tvachim will not need any kind of Tikkun. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if Katan Chav Ches, V'kosva Mefarshim, the Mefarshim, right? If the entrance, the doorway of the Mavui is not wider than three Tvachim, Eino Tzarech Tikkun, it does not need any kind of Tikkun there. Afal Pisha Besocho Rochav Harbi. So even though the Mavui inside is quite wide, as long as by the entrance it does not have three Tvachim, it does not need any Tikkun. V'chein L'hayesh Omrim, and so too for the second Shita, the Svir Lahu, that they hold, the Ba'ina Dafka Rochav Arba'a, that it has to be four Tvachim wide to require a Tikkun. So Gam Kein Mayri Shahaya Rochav Arba'a B'cholak Salam. That's also talking about where it's four wide, the whole length of the walls. Aval Heichishem is Katzer, Samach Lepisko, but where it gets more narrow, close to the entrance of the Mavui, Eino Tzarech Tikkun, it does not need to be fixed up at all. Afilu Tocho Rochav Harbi. Even if the inside is very wide. So the discussion over here, that Mishavu is explaining that the Machlokas and the Mechaber, the two Shitas, is only going by the entrance. One says if the entrance is less than three no tikkun, one says if the entrance is less than four no tikkun, but seemingly, according to the Mishabura, both agree, it's even if it's wider than three or four inside the Mavui, it all goes by the width of the doorway of the entrance. If it's less than three or four, there's not any tikkun. V'hinei me'amachaber mashma desirulei le'ikir kadei arishona. The Shulchan Aruch, the way he writes it, is mashma that his ikar halacha is like the first shita, more machmir. That if it's going to be three tefachim wide, it needs to be fixed up. And the reason for that is because he brings that shita stam, and then he brings the yesh omrim, so the mashmos, the mechaber, is that the ikar shita is the first shita. However, ayin bedarche Moshe shecholik, look in the darche Moshe, which was written by the Ramah, that he argues, V'daito denucha lohokel bazekede achron ayinsham. He says that we're able to be lenient, go with the second sheet, if it's not for Tvachim, it does not need to be fixed up with a lechi or a korah. Says the Chavetz Chaim, U'anias daiti nira, my humble opinion appears, that af im nachmir kedeya rishona. Even if we'll be machmir like the first shita, the hecha sherach of shlosha tzarech tikkun, that if the doorway is three tfachim wide, it needs to be fixed up, hainu dafka hecha shenidifnim haya alko panim rachav arba'a. It has to be that in the middle of that mavui, it was at least four tfachim, ela shem miskatzer bepischo kanal. Just it got more narrow by the entrance. But if the whole Mavui is not for Tvachim, then for sure you can be Mekil. Now the question over here is, we know less than three Tvachim is Lavud. What's this idea of less than four Tvachim not needing a Tikkun? Where does the four Tvachim come from? So if you glance at the Shaar Tzion and Ost Tzadi Aleph, he tells us, K'moshek Asabnu Le'elbis of Beis B'bir Halacha. B'shem the Raiva, the Rashba, and the Ritva, the Be'eno Rochav Arba'a B'kulo. If the whole Mavui, according to the Yisri Shonim, is not four Tvachim wide, have a Mokum P'tur. Then the whole area is considered a Mokum P'tur. U'l'kul Yalma Ein Tzarech Tikkun, it does not need a Tikkun. So that is the idea behind the Shita of four Tvachim. Less than three Tvachim is love, it's as if it's closed up. Less than four Tvachim would be the Pshat that is considered a Mokum P'tur, and therefore it would not need to be fixed up. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Chav Tes. Mavui shetzido echor kola layom. A mavui, that one end of the mavui ends by the sea. Vitzido echar kolo la'ashva sharabim. And one end of the mavui ends by a garbage dump of the public. Picture 105 is a clear picture of what's going on over here. The two sides of the mavui have regular walls. One side is this body of water, and one side is a garbage dump. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Eino tzarech klum. You do not need any fixing up. This is considered closed on four sides. Sha'ashba sha'rabim ein asuril espanos. As we learned earlier, an ashba that belongs to the public does not get cleared out. People are constantly throwing in garbage over there, and therefore we can assume it always has the dimensions of a wall to be more than 10 tefachim. The ein choshishin shema yala hayom sirton. And we're also not worried that the yam is going to send up sirton and dry out, as the Ramo will explain, Pirish, yovesh ke'en I. It's not going to get dried out like an island. Shenitchu amayim emenu, that the water is going to get pushed away from it. Shenasa royal Israel, that's going to become fit for planting. In other words, we're not concerned that the yam, the sea, is going to get dried up and there's going to be junk over there that's going to make the level lower and you're going to lose that mechitza. The Ramah says, "V'yesh cholkin v'sovrin." There are those that argue and hold the chayshinan shema yala hayom sirtum, that we are worried that maybe the sea level is going to go higher, the land of the sea is going to go higher, and the water is going to go less, and therefore there's not going to be a proper wall over there. The ein kan mechitza, the male is not going to be a wall. So that point is a machlokus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sif katon kuf yud ches." So kol alayom. Rotzalomer means to say, Shahoyo la mavui shnei tzadim mi batim v'chatzeros. This mavui had two walls, like we saw on picture 105, two walls that were made up of houses and courtyards, which you require. Vishnei rasheha, and the two ends of the mavui, shemi mizrach umimara, from the east side and the west side. Echad hoya kol alayom, one side ends in the yam, in the sea. The echad hoya kol al ashba, and one ends in a garbage dump. Shegavoa asara tefachim in akaka, which is 10 tefachim high from the ground. The alkein eino tzarach klum. Therefore, there is nothing required. Shegam hayom nechshav lemechitza. Even the sea is counted as a wall. You have four walls. Shamok asara tefachim misvaso. The sea is 10 tefachim by the edge. The hamayim einam avat lemechitza. The fact that there's water there and you can't see the wall so clearly, that does not affect the din mechitza. Kemo shekasav simin shin and vav, like we saw earlier in simin shin and vav. The kasav amagin avram. Magen Avram writes, "Tahocha mari b'makom she'en asvinos ovro sham l'namel." That we're talking about a case where the ships are not going by this mavui to get to the port. The ilav hachi, if there are ships going by, asu rabim umavatli mechitza, then the rabim come and they destroy the wall, which is not really so clear what's going on, because the wall is the edge of the sea by the mavui, and the ships would be going by the front of the mavui, so it's funny psak how that's going to ruin the wall of the mavui. Aval kama achorim plig yalzeh. Various achorim argument magen Avram, usvirlu, and they hold that filu kishasvinos ovrosham. Even if the ships are passing by there, lo nisbatel ayidei zeh shem mechitza misvas hayom, that's not going to affect the mechitza that you have. The mechitza is up against the mavui. You have four walls, you're good to go. However, in the brackets he writes, if you look at picture 107, this is what's going to be explained right now. Achin, kisharosh echav min abavui, when one of the ends of the mavui, kola lanahar, it ends in a river, v'yesh gesher olav, and there is a bridge going over the river from the mavui straight across, shemahalchin bo rabim la'ever hasheni. The public is walking through the mavui over the bridge over the nahar to continue walking in the rishis rabim. Mashma mikam achronim da idea geshem is batal mechitza. There it's mashma from various achronim that through this gesher, through this bridge, that in fact is mevatal mechitza. V'tzorach lasos tzuras apesel b'makom hagesher. And like picture 107 shows, then you would have to block off the fourth side of the Tzuras HaPesach, because then in fact they're walking right over the wall, because the bridge is over the wall. So that in fact is Mevatel Mechitza, and therefore you have to put up a Tzuras HaPesach, and that will fix it. Obviously, this whole discussion about the sea being one of the walls of the Mavui is only if the area over there, the Svas Hayom, is going to be 10 Tfachim deep. Avol, im svas hayom v'hanor mishup v'holich. If the edge of the yam of the nahar is on a slope, im kishaholich hashipua arba amos. If when the slope is going a distance of 4 amos, adayin eino gavo asar tfachim, it does not reach a height of 10 tfachim, like we see many times, the proper slope of a tel meslachet has to be that over a span of walking 4 tfachim, you're reaching a height of 4 amos. Rather, you're reaching a height of 10 tfachim. If you will not have that, then it will not be a mechitza. If it's eino gavo asar tfachim, eino mechitza, the kakarka shavidami. That's like a flat ground. That wouldn't be good. Sivkatan kuf yotes. So one end of the mavui ends in ashbel sharabim, which is a fine mechitza because it's ein asuri lehispanos. It's not cleared out. Sharei kol hayom mashlichin shovcheim vizivleim sham. Everyone is throwing their garbage and their junk there all day. Velo sechzar gava, and therefore the height does not go down. Aval ashbel the yachid. But like we learned earlier, if there is a garbage dump of a yachid of an individual, afal gav the hashta gavo asar tfachim. Even if right now it happens to be 10 tfachim, which could be a mechitza. Tomorrow he might clean it out, v'yechzar gavhusa, and it will lose its height. V'imnatir ato, if we're going to be matir that as a wall now, even though it is 10 tfachim, v'imnatir ato l'taltel, yitaltel gam achakach l'sheyechzar gavhusa. There's a concern that if you carry today, you might carry tomorrow. Today it has 10 tfachim, tomorrow it won't, and therefore that's off limits. But in Ashmal Sharabim, we don't have such a concern because they're constantly throwing garbage. It will never go below 10 tfachim. Sivkoton kufchav. So the first sheet that said, "Ein choshishim," we're not worried that the yam is going to be yala sirton. Rotzalomar shegam ein choshishim shema yiskalkel hamechitza shelatzad hayom. The same way we're not worried about the side of the ashba going down, we're also not concerned that the mechitza on the side of the water is going to go down as well. V'nimtza she'ein lamavui mechitza revias, and that would theoretically be a problem if it would go down. We would not have a fourth wall for this movie, for this mavui. Sevkaton kufchav alav yala hayam sirton. The concern is that maybe will yawa sirton shekein derech hayom. That is the way of the sea. Shemala chol v'avonim. It raises up sand and rocks. Eitzel svaso by the edge umiskatzer, and it makes it smaller. V'nase karka, and it becomes ground. Beroch of parsa, the width of a parsa. Ubatle amechitzos, and that is mevat of the mechitzos. And therefore, if we are concerned of yawa sirton, we're worried we might have a wall metaltel. The concern is it will become not considered a wall, it will lose its slope, and you're going to carry there like before, and therefore that's a problem. This whole discussion that we're worried the water is going to go away and it's going to be too narrow, too small, not going to be steep enough, that is only when the slope is in the water itself. But if above the water you have some a regular slope that's there, that's the proper dimensions, that over a span of 4 amos it reaches 10 tfachim, we don't care about the water. The only concern about the water is if you're using the mechitza that the water is covering, that's a concern. But if the wall is above the water level, it's not a concern. The askam of the achronim is to be machmir like this shita, that we are worried about the yam, and the yam will not count if we're relying on the water covered area. V'dafka bayamim. This is dafka by the seas. Aval b'naharos, when it comes to rivers, lo chayshinin shiala sirton, then we don't have this concern. It's going to raise up sand and avonim, and it's not going to be a concern. V'nechshav svas anar l'mechitza. And the svas anar will be considered a mechitza because she'esh b'gov asar tfachim. If there's 10 tfachim there, again, by the yam, even though it's 10 tfachim, we're not allowed to rely on it because it might get ruined. By anar, we're not worried it's going to get ruined, so if so long there's 10 tfachim, it's going to be fine. Achena naharos shedarka. But if there would be a type of nahar where during the summer months it dries out, and when it dries out, and when it dries out, the level of the earth over there goes down a little bit, and you lose the proper dimensions of the slope, then we have to ask her, if you don't make a tikkun of a tzuras ha-pesach or the like, even if it didn't dry out, it might dry out, and therefore again, anytime it might dry out, it might be yala sirtom, we have to be concerned even now when it has the right height that it might lose it and you might not realize it, so it's us already now. But at the very least we need for sure that the river goes up mamish to the top of the mavui. But if there's a break between this body of water and where the houses start from the mavui, then avadi have to fix it up. The osu makom have a paritz, because otherwise that area is considered wide open. The water wall would not be considered a wall for that mavui if it's too far apart. The imnik roshim b'imos hageshamim. So now we get to an interesting discussion. Let's say the water freezes. So you have the proper slope, but the water that's in there is frozen in the winter. Then the krushim b'yemos hageshamim batla oz hamechitza. Then the mechitza is no longer counted. V'asul ataltel. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Kuf Dalet, he writes, that's the Psak of the Magen Avraham. The Taz is more machmir. The Taz hichmir b'yoser mizeh. He's even more machmir. The hainu afilu b'yemos hakayitz. If it's a type of river or lake that freezes in the winter, so then not only can you not use it when it's frozen, the Taz says you can't even use it when it's not frozen, because it sometimes freezes. However, the Tshuva Shav Yaakov, Knesset Yecheskel, Tosef HaShabbos, Vashar Shekel, Hiskimu Ima Magen Avraham, all these Acharonim agree with the Magen Avraham, She'en Leslo Rak Bizman HaKrisha, they say it's only Aser when it's actually frozen. And now we're going to see an interesting note. Nogeya to tonight's snow. V'yesh, back to the Mishabura. V'yesh me'achronim shesovin. The arachronim that hold. The lonis batel ha-mechitza idea krisha. Some say even if the water is frozen, it will not ruin the mechitza. Now if you look at note number 118, he says the reason is, says the Shailas Yaivitz, shekevan sheyetochin shanor yafshir bo bayom. Since it's possible the river can defrost that day, im yavo chom hashemesh, it will become sunny. O sheyerdo lo geshomer, for rains there, it can melt the ice. Lekach eino oser gam b'shashu karush. So we see all the different extremes over here. We saw one that says it's usher even when it's not frozen because it might freeze. Here we see one who says that even if it's frozen, it's okay because it might defrost. But then we see an interesting thing. V'shelek shenofel al mechitza. If snow falls on a mechitza, v'kisa oser legamri. A big snowstorm, it totally covers up the mechitza. The Shailas Yaivitz writes, and the Bechart of Bechaim writes, She'ein ha-shelag mevatel sa mechitza. Snow will not be mevatel mechitza, so snow, they say, is more lenient than a case of ice. Says the Mishabura Vaiter, v'im svas ha-nor gavoa, if the edge of the river, the river banks, are high, u'mislakir asar tzolcha mitoch arba amos, and it has the right dimensions of the slope, ad mokom akrisha, until the place where it's frozen. So without the water area, you have a good enough slope. Bevada ish lakil, for sure, one can be lenient. Finally, sevkaton kuf chav beiz, ve'ein kan mechitza. Again, the second sheet of the Ramah that said we have to be worried that maybe the water level is going to go down, it's not going to be steep enough. The ain't kam mechitza, we won't have a wall. The al kain tzarach tikun. Therefore, you will have to fix up this mavui on the fourth side, kishar mavui. Like any other mavui, aparitz, beruach, revius, that is open on the fourth side, and how do you fix that up? As we've been discussing, either b'tziras ha-pesach, o b'lechi, o b'kora, one of those three things would have to be done on the fourth side, even though you have a body of water, if you hold shema yala basirtum. New point. Ir shemukav saviva charitz. A city that is surrounded by a ditch, sha'amok asara tfachim, that is 10 tfachim deep, uruchava arba tfachim, and is 4 tfachim wide, have kemukav choma saviva. That is considered that the city is surrounded by a wall, because it's 10 tfachim deep, it's 4 tfachim wide, it's a wall, and that is going to be fine. The ainat tzricha shum tikun, you don't have to fix anything up. The im yesh gesher al gabi acharitz, but if you have a bridge going over the charitz, shaholchin derech shalom mavuos ha'ir, and people are using that bridge to get to the mavuos of the city, nisbar lemalo shetzarech lasel shom tikun, like we said before, then the gesher would have to be fixed up in that way. Interesting note that we're not going to read, but you can look at it at your own time, from Chaim Salveitchik, note 121, why you need it to be 4 tfachim, l'chara just 10 tfachim deep, gives you a wall, and that should be fine. Reb Chaim says that 4 tfachim is because otherwise it's very easy to walk over it, and it loses the shei mechitza. So it's not that the pshat is that you need the 4 tfachim over there, even without the 4 tfachim, it has the din mechitza, mitzad the dimensions, but mitzad people walking over it, being too easy to walk over, that would take away the shei mechitza, and therefore you need the 4 tfachim. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Siv Lamed.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.